Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. You can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And we are here every single Monday through Friday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so let people know. And of course, if they can't hear it that time, you can hear it either from your favorite podcast platform. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media, all one word, by the way, which doesn't make any difference when you're reading it, if you're speaking it to a smart speaker. But other than that, just ask for Catholic Audio Media. Type that into your search engine. And of course, if you go to CatholicAudioMedia.com, it has buttons for all the various platforms, or many of the various platforms we are on. So check that out. Well, you never know how different things work out. And I had an interesting thing that happened, and it's something I wanted to keep and kind of prepare you for or teach about, is the way different things can work, how God works in the world. As you know, I'm a member of Canção Nova, which means new song, and it is a large, it's a religious community. It's actually what is known as one of the new communities that came out under the time of the pontificate of either Pope John Paul II. I guess it must have been Pope John Paul II. And this works with what is known as pontifical approval from Pope Benedict XVI as well. So what happens is, to get approved to that level, you have to go through different stages. So you have the ecclesial level, and you have the bishop, and then you get everything else. And so by the time it got to Pope Benedict XVI, obviously the time had passed that it was under his pontificate, as opposed to the pontificate of Pope John Paul II. Now, Saint Pope John Paul II. And because they're from Brazil, obviously Pope Francis knows all about them because it's the neighboring country. It would be kind of like if you were to ask me about the TV channel Salt and Light, which comes out of Canada, and so, well, yeah, of course I know Salt and Light. It comes out of Canada. So it's that kind of a thing. It's about as big as EWTN, but it comes out of Brazil, and the orientation is very different because they're Brazilians. Now, what do I mean by that? The Catholic faith is the Catholic faith. Well, true, but each culture expresses the Catholic faith in a different way, and that's one of the things I talked about yesterday. So each culture expresses their faith in a different way. And if you notice, something you're seeing a lot in American culture is the idea of, these are the rules and you follow the rules, which I'm always teaching against. And I learned that actually from the Brazilians, but and others, including some of the cardinals in the church and some of the readings of the saints. Everything is based on that relationship with Christ that leads us to understand and to follow the rules. So it all begins with an encounter with Christ, and that's what I wrote in my book. And that's where I come from in that perspective. So as you can see, I come from a different perspective than what you may hear on other channels, maybe a little our neighbors down the road a piece on the radio dial, who will always talk to you about, well, these are the rules and you have to follow the rules and this is what the rule says and there are people not following the rules. And there is no understanding of, they don't really talk much about prayer. I'm not necessarily talking about our neighbors down the radio dial, but I'm talking in general. You will hear that people don't really focus as much on prayer. They don't focus as much elsewhere, which is understandable in a sense, because that's not been a part of our culture to the same level it has been in other cultures. And you might say, well, Father, of course we believe in prayer. Yes, we do. And we do believe in prayer. But in other cultures, in the Catholic faith and also other Christian faith, they believe in that encounter with Christ. And that's so important. And so what you often hear here is a lot of focus on rules. And that's where the term cafeteria Catholic comes from. People will say, well, they're all Catholic cafeteria Catholics because they don't follow all the rules. But you realize when you're talking in that perspective, where is your focus? It's on the rules. Whereas what we're called to do is have that relationship with Christ. And so we follow the rules because of the relationship with Christ, not the rules because they're there. So you see that whole concept. And that's part of the culture that is our culture. And I obviously teach from a different perspective. Well, I've written 4 books, believe it or not, and none of them have had, I tell this joke, I've written 4 books and sold almost as many. And it's a joke I tell. Actually, I've sold a few, but I haven't sold a lot because I can write books. I can write articles. I love to write. I can't market to save my life. I'm a horrible marketer, and that's part of my problem. And if you're going to be a best-selling author, which obviously I'm not, you have to be a great marketer. That's what makes many of the best-selling authors, because either they work with great marketers or they are great marketers, one or the other. And, you know, so if they get published by a company, they have a great marketing team behind them because the company wants to make money as well. So they have this marketing thing, and I'm a lousy marketer, and I also self-published. And one of the reasons is because my style, as I just told you, is very different than what you find in a lot of American publishers. It's more rooted to what you may find in other countries. And that's just the way I operate. It's all Catholicism. It's very Catholic, but it's not so much what the American Catholics embrace. And so, and this program is the same way. It's not necessarily what you're going to hear in an American Catholic media, except maybe Catholic TV. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check out our website and, you know, give us feedback. Tell us what you think and everything else. CatholicAudioMedia.com. So as I was talking, so I come from a little different perspective that you're going to find in other Catholic venues. Well, I self-publish for that reason. 2 reasons. Number one, if I self-publish, I can get the book out right away, even though I'm a lousy marketer. And the other reason is because I know my style is not the kind of thing that a lot of publishers, I don't know about Ave Maria, I should talk to them, a lot of publishers don't use. So one of the things that happened was I handed a copy of my book to these Brazilians I was with last week, which we talked about yesterday, and they looked at this and said, how do you do this? And I told them the company I use is called Lulu, lulu.com. I told them the company I use, and they were like, well, we want to put stuff out too. And I've known that. You see, Canção Nova is also a major book publisher, CD publisher, DVD publisher, etc. They publish all, and they have their own rights to it and everything else. Well, one of the things is the founder of Canção Nova is a man by the name of Monsignor Jonas Beep, and he's written 2 books on reading the Bible. One of them was actually published, I think, for Jesuits. It was like his first book he ever wrote, and so they have the rights. So they have the rights. And then he published a different one with Canção Nova probably about 10 years ago. And of course, Canção Nova has the rights. And so that means that they can use it as they wish. So I have been telling them this needs to be translated into English and it needs to be distributed to the Americans, because the Americans up here, the people from the United States and Canada, are always looking for books on how to read the Bible. And it's this very simple pamphlet. And they looked at this and said, this is they talked about you can. I said, yeah, I use this company. I've been using them for years. And they said we could get some of our material if we could translate it into English, and we could get, I said, yes, I've been also telling you that for years. But you see how it happens. My books don't sell well, but I handed the book over to the Brazilians, and they went, without reading my book yet, they will, and they went, wow, you can do this. Yeah, I've been doing it for years. Wow, this is wonderful. Maybe we can get Father Jonas's book in English distributed to the Americans. I've been saying that for years. Yes, you can. Now, here's the thing. He's got this great book about reading the Bible in Portuguese. And we've actually talked to some publishers. And they go, he's not known up here. We're not interested in the book. And that's one of the problems. There is a certain financial reality that is, you know, if you're going to invest money in publishing a book, you want to make sure that the publisher is going to get their money back, not so much a whole profit thing, but it's so that they can continue publishing. That's just the business. So as someone said, he's not known up here where you know, no one's going to buy the book, which is not true. But now they understand. Now, why am I telling you that story? You never know how the Holy Spirit works. I handed this book. I don't sell a lot of books. I am a writer, the whole bit. But because I put that together, it opened the door for some of the great material to come here from Brazil. That would take time, but we're still working on that. All because you never know. You just plant a seed. Even if it appears it's not working, you never know how it's going to work. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.